Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
We go live now to Inez de la Cotera joining us to talk about the president's recent comments on voting by mail. And it's kind of a startling comment because just a week or so after saying voting by mail would be ripe with fraud, he supported it just only in one state.
That's right. Good morning. So President Trump seems to be reversing course when it comes to mail-in voting. He's repeatedly said that mail-in voting would lead to voter fraud, but he's now claiming that mail-in voting in Florida, only in Florida, is safe and secure, and he's encouraging voters in Florida to vote by mail. So it's unclear exactly why the president is reversing course here, but we should note there has been a surge in Democratic requests to vote by mail in Florida. According to the Florida Secretary of State, Democrats currently have about 1.9 million voters signed up to vote by mail, while Republicans only have about 1.3 million. So that's a difference of about 600,000. And of course, Florida is a key swing state. It's going to be key to this election. So that could be why the president is changing his mind about mail-in voting.
And as also our GOP leaders concerned that maybe his comments could suppress the GOP vote.
Yeah, that's certainly a concern, and it's been interesting to see the mixed messaging coming from the White House. So President Trump was actually asked about his reversal on Tuesday. He seemed to imply that Republican-run states with mail-in voting programs are well-run, but that it's the Democratic states that are setting up new mail-in voting programs or expanding them. He says that's where the problem is, and the White House. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, she was asked about the mixed messaging. She denies that the president is changing his mind about mail-in voting. She says there's a clear difference between absentee voting and mail-in voting. That's something we'd heard from the administration. They're trying to make a difference there between the two, which many election officials actually say, you know, absentee voting and mail-in voting are really the same thing.
And to keep in mind through all of this, it's not really a federal decision. It'll be up to states and, in most cases, individual counties to distribute ballots, whether it's mail-in, absentee, or just decide none of it.
That's right. And that's, you know, and that's part of the reason many are concerned that the president has been so involved here. But again, the president arguing that he's concerned about voter fraud, although we should note there is no evidence that mail-in voting leads to widespread voter fraud. And of course, the concern here is that President Trump is laying the groundwork to cast doubt on the election if he loses. That's what his critics are saying, that the president here, and claiming that mail-in voting will lead to voter fraud without any evidence of making that claim. What he's really doing is he's setting the stage so that if he does lose, he'll argue that it was because of voter fraud, because of mail-in voting.
Inez, thank you for the update. Inez de la Cotera, joining us from Washington.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.